This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A man yelling, "All these Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh synagogue during Sabbath services on Saturday, shooting indiscriminately and killing 11 congregants in the latest mass shooting in the United States. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
This was a baby naming ceremony.
President Trump told a campaign rally in Indianapolis the shooter's motivation was clear.
This was an anti-Semitic act.
Today, the nightmare has hit home here in the city of Pittsburgh.
Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrick put the death toll at 11, but added among the victims,
there were no children.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Bob Jones identified the suspect as Robert Bowers.
At this point, we have no knowledge that Bowers was known to law enforcement before today.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says,
the shooting is being investigated by the FBI as a hate crime.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Election material was being distributed Saturday to voting centers around Brazil ahead of Sunday's presidential election. Some 147 million people will decide between far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro and Fernando Haddad of the leftist Workers' Party. A new poll released Saturday showed that Bolsonaro had a double-digit lead over Haddad. The MDA poll, published by transportation lobby CNT, showed that Bolsonaro had 56.8% of voter support. That's compared to Haddad's 43.2% and is almost no change from a previous survey 5 days ago. Voters in Afghanistan's southern province of Kandahar cast ballots Saturday in parliamentary elections that were delayed 1 week after the assassination of the province's police chief. During 2 days of voting last week, at least 50 people were killed in insurgent attacks throughout the country. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The leaders of Turkey, Russia, France, and Germany discussed the war in Syria at a summit Saturday and reiterated calls for a UN-backed political process to end the war that has killed hundreds of thousands of people. A final statement on Saturday from the four leaders also calls for the convening of a committee by the end of the year to work on constitutional reform as a prelude to free and fair elections in Syria. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel said the four leaders made it clear they would not tolerate any use of chemical weapons in Syria. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said his country maintains the right to actively support the decisive actions of the Syrian government in what he called the liquidation of a terrorist threat. Russia and Iran backed the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Western countries, including the United States and Turkey, have been helping insurgents trying to remove him from power. The UN Refugee Agency says it will give millions of dollars in cash to more than 150,000 of the most vulnerable people displaced by more than 3 years of civil war in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihajcic says his agency is providing vulnerable people displaced by the war with money they can use as they see fit as the best way to help them meet their immediate survival needs.
This allows UNHCR to provide assistance to families in hard-to-reach and remote areas. Cash assistance is the most cost-effective way to offer a flexible and dignified form of support. Those benefiting say it helps them to avoid resorting to desperate coping mechanisms such as child labor and forced marriages.
The United Nations calls Yemen the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. The United Nations says more than 22 million people need international assistance and more than 8 million are on the brink of famine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A man who was arrested and charged Friday with mailing at least 13 package bombs, that is, to critics of U.S. President Donald Trump, is expected to make his first court appearance next week. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc, an amateur bodybuilder, one-time stripper, and an ardent supporter of President Trump, is expected to appear in court on Monday. He was arrested Friday in a van plastered with pro-Trump and anti-Democrat and anti-media posters. Sayoc, a man with a decades-long criminal record, faces 5 charges in connection with the week-long bomb plot. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are trying to tie baseball's World Series at 2 games apiece after winning the longest game in World Series history Friday night. Max Muncy hit a walk-off home run to give the Dodgers a 3-2 win in a game that lasted 7 hours, 20 minutes. The Boston Red Sox lead the series 2-1. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.